Alex, how do you handle a short week when you only have a few days between your opener and now your home opener?
Try to cram it all in. Short week, take advantage of your time, be efficient. Make the most of the time you do have.
Alex, in your experience, how different is it to be the home team in this situation and to be the traveling team? What are the complications either way?
Yeah, I mean, usually it's nicer to be the home team. It's one less thing to deal with. You do have a little more time, obviously, on a short week. You hope you can take advantage of. But I think now with, obviously, they've tried to shorten the travel for even the traveling teams. So to try to kind of nullify that.
Is there any advantage to having it this early in the season when presumably you're fresher?
Yeah, potentially, for sure. I think so. Much different now, I think, from a physical and mental standpoint. You probably are fresher than week 12. When you guys are a little more banged up and you maybe need those couple more days to get ready for Sunday versus having to play on a Thursday. So, yeah, potentially.
That Oakland game last year, Alex, was that an example, though, the kind of oddities that could happen?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe the same thing would have happened if we played on Sunday. But, yeah, potentially. Yeah, short week and you're going out there playing and a lot of things to deal with and a lot of different factors,
like you're as prepared for a Thursday game as you are for a Sunday game?
I mean, it's not the same, no. Definitely not, and especially this is even more different, I feel like, just because, I mean, Wade, you only have one game, really. I mean, you have the preseason, and then you have the one game to kind of go off of. Other than that, you're looking at his old stuff. So, and then trying to blend, their personnel with his scheme. It's tough. I mean, you just don't have as long to digest it all.
I understand you were trying to win a game last week, but did you spend any time, maybe even back in the summer, looking at Denver, looking at Wade Phillips' stuff, just to get a head start?
Yeah, there were OTAs. We do that and look at, especially our division opponents. You do spend a little time, obviously, getting ready for them because you're going to play them twice. But like I said, even then, you didn't scheme wise. You still were limited because you were looking at his old stuff and then their personnel. So,
what makes them so good defensively? What do you feel good at?
Yeah, I think they're really veteran. They all are really well coached. They all know what they're doing. They're all smart. No one's blown assignments over there or anything like that. Starts up front. I think they're really good. They got two special edge guys. Guys inside are good as well. So they really get after the passer. You look at the Baltimore game, and we're really able to create a lot of problems in the pocket. And then on the back end, they're good as well and smart. And when the front's that good and they're getting home, they're able to take more chances. And you saw that, Tlaib making the play and able to take it back for a touchdown. So they complement each other. I think they play fast. They know what they're doing. And certainly, yeah, those guys up front can go.
Can you talk about Aqib Tlaib a little bit? Just a guy that you have to be certain you know where he is and what's going on. I mean, he just seems if you're not watching him, he can create a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he's a veteran guy at corner that, those guys get so good at watching tape and seeing things and cheating things and this and that. You can see it on tape, him taking hunches and changing up his leverage and things like that. So, he's played a lot of football at this point. So, and you see that. Yeah.
Does it ever get not special having a home opener, especially when it's on a national stage? Are you as excited as ever?
Yeah, I mean, I think this whole locker room, certainly once we got that W, I think the first thing we all were thinking about was coming back here on Thursday and what Arrowhead was going to be like. We don't take this for granted at all, and we know how special a place this is and our fans are. We're so happy to get that W to come back here and have this home opener together. Yeah.
Alex, you haven't beaten these guys since you've been here, obviously. A couple times you came down to a fourth down at the end of the game and you guys didn't get it done. Is that kind of thing getting your head, for lack of a better term? I mean, do you have to break that barrier down at some point?
I don't think necessarily getting our head, but certainly these guys are the division champs since we've all been here together. They've beat us every time. We've gone into some two times having fourth and goal and the chance to win the game and didn't get it done. We talk about what we want to do and winning the division and going to the playoffs, and it starts with your division, and these guys are on top, and it does start with that. Is it a must win or anything? No, but it's another game, and it's the most important right now, and home opener in our place, yeah.
You glad you didn't have to wear those 49ers jerseys last night?
I only got to see a little bit of it. It was pretty late. Obviously different. Interesting. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.